You're listening to Scale Up Strategies, the business growth podcast for coaches, consultants, and speakers. We're your hosts and business coach experts, Mary Fain Brandt and Laura Bayshore.
We're sharing all our insider tips from 20 plus years in business, including how we successfully scaled our businesses without losing our minds or our husbands.
Sure, you can piece it together and try to DIY your way to success, or you can listen to us every week and learn the shortcuts because we promise there really are some.
So grab your favorite cup of coffee, tune in, and let's start the show.
Hey, Laura, you know what I wish I would have done sooner when I started my business?
What's that?
I wish I would have hired a virtual assistant. But
you and me
I was
both.
Too afraid. I was too afraid to, like, this is my baby. This is my business. How can I possibly, like, hand over parts of it to someone that I don't even know and give them access to email and social media? Like, it's just really scary, right?
Yeah, I think so, because especially with the business that we're in, you know, when you're coaching or consulting or public speaking, so much of what we do is based around our brand, and we kind of get stuck in a fear of what if someone misrepresents our brand, then what?
Yeah. And our business is us, right? It's me, Mary Fain Brandt. Like, here I am. I am the business. I am not, you know, like Google with a team, right? So handing over, or even, you know, Ace Hardware or something, handing over parts of my business is really scary. Plus, I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know how to go about it. I had misconceived ideas. I thought it would be super expensive and that, you know, I'm going to have to hire this person for like 20 hours a week. I don't need someone for 20 hours a week, right? There was just
so much. At the beginning, you're like, I don't have enough work to support someone for 20 hours a week. Why would anybody want to work for me, not realizing VAs work for multiple people, and that's how they are consultants.
Exactly. It's the, I didn't know what I didn't know. So one thing that I really wish I would have done earlier on is hired a VA. Outsourcing is a productivity hack. So if you think of it that way, like, it just really helps you be more efficient and get things done. And I think, if I were to give advice from someone like starting their business, maybe a couple years in, I would be like, let's look at your business and let's decide what you can outsource and what you should keep. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, I actually heard that same advice when I was listening to the Audible of the 4-hour work week, right?
Oh, so
What is that? Tim or Tom Ferriss? Sorry, I know I got the first name wrong.
But Tim
Ferriss. Yeah, that's exactly what he said, was start out immediately. That's the first thing that you should do. And I have to agree with you. You know, I wish I would have done this years ago at the beginning and just kind of, even if it was for 1 or 2 hours a week, and just started the process.
Yeah. So if you're listening to today's episode, this is all about outsourcing as a productivity hack. And we want to give you some tips and tools on how you can start outsourcing the things that you hate to do. So for me, I do not like editing video. Now, there's a bunch of cool tools, but to put the overlays and, you know, just all the fancy stuff, I give that to my VA, and she's made some really cool videos for me, because I love tech, Laura, I don't want to sit there and fight with it on certain things. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, even for our podcast, shout out to my hubby, you know, he does our editing on Camtasia. And what's kind of funny about that is, you know, he went to school for soundboarding and for editing. And so for him to just look at Camtasia, that doesn't look overwhelming at all. He's able to figure out.
It's in his wheelhouse.
Exactly. Right? So I'm married into my productivity hack for that one.
There you go. Well, I'm not married into a VA system or anything, but I am going to share some experiences that I've had, because I've had a VA for, I think this year is year six. I know. Yeah. So at least 6 years. And I did things wrong in the beginning because I didn't know any different. So a couple tips to those listening. What you want to do is you want to test the VA. You don't want to just hire them, even if your business bestie, Laura here, says, oh, Mary, I've got this great VA. Well, are they the great VA for you? So one item that some one task or test that someone told me, Jenna Sword, she's like, you hire a VA, you give them a project that should only take them 60 minutes and it should come back 85% right. Okay. So if they can't get it done in time, right? And I ask them to do it at no charge. You need to prove yourself to me that you can actually do this on time, right? With minimal errors. Do I expect it to be 100%? Absolutely not. They don't really know me yet, but I expect the product or the task to be done on time and with 85 to 90% done accurately. So that's one thing. And let me tell you guys, I'm on my third VA. Okay. Because the first two, I didn't do this. I didn't test them with a task. My last one, we've been together 6 years and I did test her and I hired her. The other thing, you guys, with hiring a VA, they aren't one size fit all. And VAs are typically niched down just like we are as business owners, right? So email campaign versus social media strategy, those are typically two different VAs. And there's nothing wrong with that because you don't have to hire them full time, right?
Yeah. I think that's the major tip right there, you know, is understanding that hire them for what they're great at, and then you're going to get the most out of your money as well as the time that is spent into it, you know?
Yeah. So hire a social media strategist or an email strategist or, you know, someone. I know that you use your VA for some different things. What I don't use my VA for, mine is for email and social posts. Not so much creating the social posts because I still do that. But I also, I'm going to rattle off, you guys, 12 things that you can use a VA for. Number one, newsletter. A VA can help you be consistent with producing a weekly newsletter. Number two, email. A VA can help you produce email campaigns or just being consistent and sending out a weekly email. Social media. I wouldn't say that they're a social media strategist unless you hire just a social media strategist. But for posting, like getting it all scheduled and creating images, yes, hire a VA. You can hire a VA for a website, for research, video editing, design. We both talked about this, right? Workbooks, speaker pages, assets. Yeah. And then you have your VA organize your tax records, handle your memberships, and pull reports from CRM for campaigns. That's something I wouldn't have thought about. So how did you discover that your VA could do that? Or did you have a list? Like, did you like, I want a VA that can do these 10 things?
Well, so the person that I hired, I brought her on under my second business, though it was a franchise business that I purchased. So I'm a franchise owner and it deals with memberships. And so in there, we had structures of what we do. Now she actually works for the corporate of this. But her and I hit it off really well when I went down to do training. And she said, you know, if you're looking for someone to help you out with this, I know the systems, I could do that. So what's been great is what I did was figure out what she did, what was in her wheelhouse. And then as we've been growing together, I send her ideas for here's something that I want to do. Can you do this? Does this work for you? So for example, we just started using Eventbrite fully for all of our meetings. And because Eventbrite just rolled out that you can do reoccurring events with them. So if you're somebody who has events into your business, listen up to this. If you're not using it already, you can schedule out all of your reoccurring events. It's a once a month fee. But so what I do now is I went through and created everything using AI. And then now I have her managing the people who register. So we have 13 standing events that happen weekly for all of my different chapters. When people register, now what she does once a week at the beginning of the week is she will send out to each of my 13 different chapters, everyone who's registered, who should be attending that meeting. And then now what she'll be able to do from that is pull all of our order forms and upload them, because they export as a CSV, export them into our CRM system too. So,
she's saving you a lot of time and frustration. Because is that something you want to do, Laura? Pull all that information, put it in the CRM? Like,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
And,
so,
yeah. So the whole point of outsourcing is the things that you don't want to do and you're not good at, it doesn't come naturally to you. Those are the items you outsource. So tip number one, write down a list of the things that you don't like doing, whether that's Excel sheets, scheduling social media, creating graphics, video editing, managing memberships or CRMs. Write down a list of what you don't like to do. It's not in your wheelhouse. And then write down what kind of VA would be good for that, right? So like I said, email campaigns are different than CRM memberships. So there's different levels of VAs, and there are VAs that specialize in different things. My VA was an email marketer. That was what I hired her for initially. And I hired her for 2 hours a week. Why? Because I couldn't afford anything more. That's the other like myth. Like I was just telling you before we started recording, is my whole thing is people say, I can't afford to hire a virtual assistant. And my response is, you can't afford not to hire one. Start with 2 hours and then grow.
Exactly. Oh, balloons. We're celebrating. Okay.
Oh, we're recording this on video. That. So balloons just popped up. Yeah. You don't have to hire a VA for, 10 hours. Start with 2 hours and start with something simple and then grow with them. How long have you had your VA now, Laura?
Since I took over in 2023, so a little bit over a year. Yes. And we just got to a point, because I was so in with starting up this business and getting everything going. Now we finally just got to a point where we put the official list of SOPs together for her. We have things that we tightened up, like putting in deadlines and working on our newer projects together. I asked for her input because I know her more now and can trust her to say, okay, you understand this as much as I do. Is this accomplishing what I want it to? Is this a good use of your time? How should we tweak this? And it's been able to where I can get back into the planning and strategizing and being the face of what I need to be, because I don't have to do these behind the scenes admin tasks that frankly would take up just way too much of my personal time and space. And so that's been really freeing to do. And to your point, Mary, now that I figured out what my marketing strategy needs to be, because a VA is not usually your strategist, they are the executor. Now exactly. I can take my strategy and hand it off and have somebody help me out with the marketing side now, which may not be my current person. VA. I may hire somebody specifically for the social media marketing part of it.
And I love that you understand that. So the VA is usually the executor, not the strategist. So, have that strategy, have your SOPs, have a job description, and hand that over to the VA. But I think really important, so start with the VA for a couple hours. Make sure you hire the right VA for the task at hand. So the email marketer, she's great at. She schedules my social media, but I write it all. Like, she's not writing it because that's not her cup of tea.
Exactly.
You need to identify your brand voice, your client avatar, before you hire your VA so they can help you with that. And I just want to say that, remember that your time equals money. And the most valuable thing I feel that we have is time. I can make more money. I can't make more money. I mean, I can't make more time. I can't borrow time, right? And so time is the most important thing we have as humans and as business owners. We're wearing so many hats. So what can you outsource to give you back a little of your time?
And that's a great point too, because one of the things you have to understand is that most of us who are business owners, we are not coming because we're like, oh, we went to school for this. We, you know, I woke up and was like, I'm going to be a business owner. Many times when we're coming to being business owners, it's because we did something well and realized I could do this on my own. I don't have to be under the umbrella of somebody else's methodology or, you know, what their brand is. So in order for you to be able to stay creative and in order for you to continue to scale your business, you have to have downtime. You cannot find the right downtime to be creative. And that doesn't even mean like doing creative projects, because you have to be creative to think about how you're going to scale your business too and to do your strategy. Yeah. So you need to create downtime for yourself. You can't have downtime if you are doing everything in your business.
Outsource. So real quick, I talked about like how to test them, what they can do. One of the questions I get asked is, how did you find your VA, Mary? So my VA, I used Upwork. So I pay through Upwork. I'm not paying her directly. Her hours are logged, so I can see how many hours she's worked. I can adjust my hours as needed, right? The other great way to hire a VA.
A thumbs up came up on your screen now too. You gotta hook my side of this up. I want the balloons and the thumbs up and the celebrating. You know.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't even know how I did that. I did some upgrade thing and boom. So how to find a VA? Upwork is where I got mine, but also my friend Jeff J. Hunter. He has a VA agency, VA staffer. And they run out of VAs. They're so good. Like, people are always hiring, and he has all different levels. And the great thing I love about his company is they're all trained in AI. So I love that.
Which is great.
He personally went and trained them all in AI, because that is the future. And so his story, you know him, it's different. But Upwork, or I would say VA staffer, would be the top two places to go. Don't just go to Facebook, you guys, and get an ad and start hiring a VA. Do your due diligence. Ask your colleagues.
And I would also think, you know, if you're at the place where you're kind of nervous about a VA and you're like, I can't do this yet, why don't you do a trial run with maybe a local university or community college where they're doing some type of internship? So if you're already part of like a local chamber, great place to ask them and say, hey, what university or schools do you know are partnering with us who are doing this? Another thing to think about is looking at nonprofits. There are a lot of nonprofits who specialize in training those who are just coming out of high school or who are in college into these type of marketing spheres or VA spheres. So they're teaching them these skills. So there's some more outside the box. I mean, I would always think first to go to like Upwork or Fiverr. Those things are just more processed. But if you're kind of at the point where you're like, I don't know that I could do that, take a different approach and think about it that way too. That person might not stay with you the entire time, but it will help you kind of get your feet wet and see if you understand.
Could help get you organized, get some assets done. Lastly, one tip when you're hiring a VA, because this just killed me last week when I was working with a client, you need a password manager. You do not give your password to your VA. No. You share it via a password manager. I use LastPass and I love it. Mm-hmm. There are several out there, but please do not give your passwords to your VA.
Nope. It's the number one way you're going to get your information stolen, get locked out of things. Yeah. And if you have cards tied into any of your platforms, there you go. So do not give your password.
So recap of today's episode is hire a VA sooner rather than later. Test them out by giving them a task that'll take like an hour and it should be 85 to 90%, correct? Do not give them your password. use a password manager and hire the right VA for the job. So that might mean that you're going to hire two or three different VAs to really do the job well. If you enjoyed the podcast, show us some love. Please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And if you have any feedback, go ahead and share that with us too, because we want to hear from you. Until then, stay focused, stay motivated, and stay caffeinated.